The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Snap back to Mahomes, rolls to his right.
Jackson will keep it running to the right.
Let's go!
Live from Kansas City.
I mean, what would you think of the Chiefs having a chance to be the first to ever win three of them in a row?
Nobody would have enjoyed the last 5 years more than my dad.
Earlier on the show, CBS sports broadcaster Kevin Harlan, ESPN MLB insider Jeff Passan, Pro Football Hall of Famer Rod Woodson. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show, live from Kansas City at the Total Wireless Studio, is on the air. Get unlimited data that never slows you down for less than $30 a month. That's the new Total Wireless. What a lot of fun we've already had in the first 2 hours of day two of our three-day residency here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're here in downtown Kansas City getting set to head over to Arrowhead as soon as this thing is all over so we could watch the Ravens and the Chiefs kick things off. We just had a great chat with Rod Woodson, who really helped us chop up what's going to happen tonight, what the Ravens' changes have meant, losing to the Chiefs last year. I think he gave some really terrific insight into what is going on with last year's number one seed that we all thought would finally get past Kansas City and into the Super Bowl again. But as we all know, let me just check my notes. That didn't happen. So, you know.
So there was that. So that happened.
So, and this third hour is for us. Rod's our last guest scheduled for the day.
Okay.
And we've got our Super Bowl previews still to come here and predictions to come on this program. And we also have a little bit of a breakdown of tonight's game, what to expect. And there's also our phone call. It's 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Curtis in Colorado Springs has been hanging on for quite some time. We're here live in Kansas City. We're here, you're there. What's up, Chris? Curtis, how are you?
Hey, Rich, I should call you Chef.
Why is that?
I'm going to call you Chef from here on out because you were cooking to start the episode.
Uh-oh.
Curtis. You were cooking.
Curtis.
Thank you, Chef. Thank you.
I'm not delivering a pizza today, I promise, but I did want to go back and revisit my, also, Sravon, my buddy, a good buddy of mine, Sravon says hi to all of you.
Very good. Say hello as well.
I did want to go revisit my win-loss game for the Chiefs because Kirk Morrison said something as I was, you know, getting off the air when I was doing that.
Uh-huh.
He said there was no way the Chiefs were winning 14 games, and I kind of thought about it, and I just want to go back and revisit that.
Okay, so I believe, are you looking up the paperwork right here? You have the paperwork? Okay, good Lord. Well,
great job.
So,
you know, I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready.
So you're revisiting your win-loss game. What were the three games that...
There's a win that I want to turn into a loss, and then I want to be reminded what my losses were.
Okay, so it was August the 15th, Curtis, when you called in.
Yes.
Your losses were week two to the Bengals, week 8 to the Raiders, and week 16 to the Texans.
Those okay, so you want to change a win to a loss. You want to change the Chiefs' final record to 13-4. Mm. We've never done this before.
No, he had them at 14-3.
I know. He wants to change a win to a loss, a change to 13. Which win do you want to change?
The Bills. I was a little disrespectful to the Bills. And you know what? We have an agreement. We lose to the Bills in the regular season. We beat them in the playoffs, so we're going to lose the Bills.
Okay, so we'll swap this out real quick.
So, Curtis, you've spent the last 3 weeks ruminating about your win-loss game, and you came up to the conclusion that you are being disrespectful to the Bills, only to call up and say something even more disrespectful in changing your win to a loss in the regular season. Is that what I just picked up on?
I'm a thoughtful person, Rich. I'm a thoughtful person. I did get the last year. I got the Detroit Lions opening night loss right. I got the Raiders Christmas Day game right. So I'm a thoughtful person.
How about that? Okay, 13-4 though, and I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay.
I think 13-4 still is good enough for a one seed anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or a tiebreaker situation where it comes down to whatever with another team.
Name me another 14-win AFC team.
This season?
Yes, sir.
Can't do it. There won't be one.
I can't imagine that there would be one, right?
Doesn't seem. I mean, I had an overreaction earlier this year where I said no team wins more than 12. I just think the AFC is so top to bottom strong. You got the quarterbacks. Rodgers is back healthy. Joe Burrow back healthy. Harbaugh now with the Chargers. Just seems like everyone's just going to beat up on each other. 11, 12 wins kind of does it, and then, you know, it kind of shakes out. You know, we'll see how the playoffs go.
Do me a favor and pop the Chiefs schedule up one more time there. I should have brought my book with me. I didn't have the same sense as you did, TJ.
I should have packed it for you.
No, it's okay. Because the fact that I pulled out of the Niners schedule at the top of the show, where apparently I was cooking, so I'm the chef, they play 8 playoff teams from last year, so they're going to be tested. I was just wondering how many playoff teams are on the Chiefs schedule. The Ravens are the only one that they play until they play the Niners in week 7. Then they play Tampa. That's 3.
6.
Buffalo's 4. Cleveland's 5. Houston's 6. Pittsburgh's 7.
7.
So it's an easier schedule than the one that the Niners have, right?
Yeah. By what, one playoff team, I guess?
I guess. And you could say that the Bengals with Burrow back is a de facto playoff team. I mean,
you'd think so.
I mean, the Chiefs are going to be challenged in the first 3 weeks with two teams that are very difficult to beat, but they're home. And then they go to Atlanta for week 3, and we're just assuming Atlanta is better.
Yep.
But does it even matter what the Chiefs do in the regular season? All they do is get in the tournament, and that's all that matters.
It doesn't.
Then they come to your house, and you have to beat them. Or you go to their house, and you have to beat them on any given Saturday or Sunday or potentially Monday of a super wild card weekend.
They're the new Patriots, right? So, like, for all the years of the Pats dynasty, every single week was a Super Bowl because it was that team's biggest game to play them. And that's what Kansas City is facing now this year. They're getting every team's optimal effort. Not that they weren't before, but because of their two-time defending champs.
They didn't get it last year. They might have. You know what I mean? Like, so
might have, but now even more so now that all we've been talking about for weeks is the three-peat. And that's all we're going to talk about all season long. Like, every game is that much more heightened for their opponents.
Yeah.
It's like you said, man. Like, I know you're not a believer in this three-peat thing.
It's not that I'm not a believer. It's like Rod said, it's just extremely difficult.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Are they better? Yeah, they're better this year a little bit than last year, but so is everybody else.
True.
And it all starts with tonight, and we might as well just hit tonight right now because this is the top of our third hour here of our second day of the residency, and it's time for our kickoff preview presented by Lowe's right here on the Rich Eisen Show in Kansas City. And in terms of the kickoff preview, I think it's as simple as this. Certainly since we just said goodbye to Rod Woodson, and he just broke it down. How will the Ravens offense look with Derrick Henry in it? Listen, this Ravens offense is known for its commitment to the run. Because a Harbaugh is a head coach, and that's what Harbaughs do. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And the Ravens have a history of depending on the run, and they lean into the run more than most professional football teams do in this quarterback-driven, pass-happy league. And with Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins when they were healthy, and Justice Hill, who is still there just recently. And then, obviously, this is a team that once upon a time had a 2,000-yard rusher in Jamal Lewis back in the day. And we can go on and on and on with how this run-first mentality that the Ravens have had, even with Lamar running the ball, too, right? They've never had a guy like the guy on the screen, quite frankly. I mean, let's be straight up about it, right? The guy on the screen in Derrick Henry. And we had him on Tuesday's show, and I try to elicit an answer out of him on the concept of being an avatar for running backs at age 30. Number just as a number. It doesn't matter, right? And he's that. He is that. In a league where running backs are devalued more and more and more in terms of a contract, with the exception being Saquon and Christian McCaffrey, just for two, this guy has an opportunity to show 30 is just a number. I am as healthy as an ox. Name me another 30-year-old that looks like this, right? And how will it look? And the idea of having him stand next to Lamar Jackson in shotgun and have the ball just put in his belly right there at the mesh point might not be the best way to go about it, because he needs a head of steam. He needs to start moving forward and then get the football. And maybe you've got a fullback actually in front of this guy in a system that is designed for it. And you put Lamar under center and have a fullback in front of Derrick Henry, or in a way that I think it's going to look, the pistol, where you kind of get Lamar halfway into the shotgun position. So you give him some level of comfort. He's comfortable, obviously, in shotgun, one would assume. And give Derrick Henry right behind him to dot the I and see what happens there. Because as Rod pointed out, when something's happening at the mesh point between the two of them and you don't know if Lamar's going to pull it and run or he's put it in the belly of Derrick Henry with a head of steam and block it in front of him, man, oh, man, how does that look for the first time? And it's Chris Jones and that front seven that Kansas City depended on so much for the push in last year's offensive struggle season. I can't wait to see that play out tonight, like how that battle is won. Because obviously we're also talking about Kansas City coming out of the box faster than before, but Hollywood Brown is not playing tonight. He's hurt. How will Xavier Worthy look? How will they employ him? Will Sky Moore look any better than he did last year? Because he and Kadarius Toney were definitely disappointments.
Yes.
Last year, but Sky stuck around. He's still one of their guys that they drafted. Kadarius Toney has been sent packing. I think that is it. And how will L'Jarius Sneed not being there look defensively? But how can Baltimore potentially be the first to exploit that?
I think it's all about the Ravens. We know how good the Chiefs are. We know they're going to look good at home. Derrick Henry in the last 5 years has averaged 1,400 yards a season. He scored 68 touchdowns since 2019. And now you're putting him on the best running team in the NFL in that span as well. I just cannot wait to see it. We got to assume, we talked about it with Rod, only 6 carries by running backs in the playoff game last year. Got to assume Derrick Henry's going to get 6 carries, maybe on the opening drive.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be a lot in the opening drive. That would
be
a lot.
But if they're just like, here we are. This is who we are going to be this year. Try and stop it. There's 22. We got 8. Good luck.
You know who took that approach in the kickoff game last year were the Lions. If you remember, they went for it on 4th down deep in their own end of the second drive of the game when they got it and then wound up taking a lead on a touchdown and then setting a tone for the rest of the game and then the rest of their season in a way.
Going for it on 4th.
You got to wonder if the Ravens are going to tone set in that regard, right? And how will Patrick Queen's loss be absorbed by the Ravens defense, and how will the Chiefs be able to take advantage of that too? I cannot wait for it.
I'm also, this may seem crazy, I'm curious how Travis Kelce looks.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Had a pretty wild non-football offseason. We haven't seen much of him in the preseason. I'm just curious.
What are you curious about?
He didn't play in the opener last year. I'm just curious what he looks like.
I think he's going to look like the first ballot Hall of Famer. That is a major problem. Major problem. But as Rod was talking about, as soon as he got up from the chair, he said, you know, looking at the film of last year's AFC Championship game, they didn't chip him off the line. They didn't touch him once.
Yeah.
He got free releases.
All day.
I can only imagine that will be different.
Them. Yeah.
I can only imagine that will be different.
And there's no Patrick Queen there now to...
It's going to be something else, man. I cannot wait. That was our kickoff preview presented by Lowe's, official partner of the NFL. It's easier to make the right calls with the right team, so kick off your next home improvement project with Lowe's. Lowe's knows home improvement. There is a news story that popped up in the National Football League yesterday that we did not discuss yesterday that we're about to dive into in the next segment. And I wouldn't go anywhere if I were you, because we are going to cover it as only the Rich Eisen Show can, and that is Bill Belichick's on Instagram, everybody. Words that just came out of my mouth that I can't believe I actually said.
Insta-face, Rich.
Meant it. No, it's Instagram. Oh. He might have called it Insta-face.
It was a real gram.
Snap-face.
Wow. I'm saying that's what he calls it.
Yeah, he's on the gram. IG B squared. When we come back on the Rich Eisen Show, honestly, we're about to do something I did not believe we would do here in Kansas City. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat? Your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RichEisen24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RichEisen24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Let's talk about game time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about game time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference, plus your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, back here on the Roku Sports Channel. Radio audience will be joined shortly. You know, I don't take for granted how much, you know, how cool it is what we're doing here. You know, that we're setting up shop me here neither, in Kansas man. City it's for the kickoff.
So awesome.
And, you know, Rod Woodson just stopped by, you know, before he goes and gets some barbecue, before he calls the game in Arrowhead. And we're all going to the game. You said you got seats. There, you found a row of 12 for
yeah. We found a row. There's a bunch of people ticket. On the crew are coming. And, awesome. And we're gonna all be in the same row at
that's
the game.
Great, brother.
So look for us.
There's that, you know, and then when I'm done, I'm just gonna go grab some, you know, materials for tonight's Westwood One radio broadcast, doing the studio pregame and halftime of that, and rolling back in the interviews that I did over the weekend with Kelsey and Derrick Henry, and then go to before that. go to the hotel of our first hour guest, hop in his minivan as Kevin Harlan, one of our favorite voices calling games, drives me and Kurt Warner to Arrowhead, and I'm going to get to watch him, like Kevin Harlan, roll down the window and say hello to somebody who's just like,
Hey, Kevin,
you know, I'm just parking here, you know, okay, great. And then we go in and watch the season opener, and then tomorrow our first guest is Kurt Warner and Bobby Witt Jr. This is fun, man.
It's fun.
We're lucky. Such a great trip.
And we're not even talking about our dinner last night.
Yeah, we did a...
they don't even understand.
Well, they did something that really pissed off. We did something that pissed off TJ. We're going to explain that in a second. We're going to explain all that in a second. I've never seen TJ this upset, quite frankly. And everybody who was at dinner last night is laughing.
They all know it.
Jay agrees. Jay was right next to me. I'm glad you're between me and you and TJ. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Okay, so last night we had a team building dinner.
Yep.
The crew went out. We went and got a steak at the Golden Ox.
Oh, baby.
Here in Kansas City. Fantastic. It was a place suggested to us by Stone Street because he heard that the Chiefs' offensive line has dinner there.
Yep.
So if it's good for the O-line, we had Creed Humphrey last Friday. Remember he talked about what a dinner for 20
sides.
Yeah. He said 20 sides. Could you imagine? How many sides did we have?
Good question.
Like 10, 12?
Yeah, good amount.
For us as a group?
Yeah.
There were like 14 of us or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're regular-sized people.
But we sit down. And you say, as soon as you sit down, we're in a nice table in a nice room with, you know, the gentleman whose name the room was named after, looking down us from a hundred. But Mr. Dillingham.
Shout out to Mr. Dillingham.
He looked like J.R. Ewing.
The Dillingham room.
Yes.
And it's a photograph of him like looking like J.R. Ewing staring out.
Cowboy hat.
Staring right at any rate. And we sit down in this room and you say, you know what we should do? Let's have a Rich Eisen Show Fantasy League draft.
Yeah. We're all here. Let's just do it.
I know, and there were some who weren't involved.
Right,
a couple guys couldn't make it, but there were some that were there.
You're right.
Sarah and Liz and Kristen were not there, and Roku Joe didn't want any part of it.
Didn't want it in the league, Joe.
Well, he said that he wouldn't have time to run it, and it's like, great. Yeah. I like hearing that from somebody who's basically, you know, honchoing the marketing and expansion and the distribution of our program. Somebody basically saying, I got better stuff to do than act like morons with you.
Yeah.
So I like having my lights on, I got to be honest
so,
with you.
So we decided to name the championship the Roku Joe Cup, whoever was going to go for. But all I know is that we're like all agreeing, let's do it. Let's sit down and do it while we're waiting for, you know, dinner to hit the table.
Yeah.
And then I just look in the corner and TJ's at the end of the table, like steaming.
I was stewing.
Stewing.
You were so mad.
You were angry. Why were you angry?
I was annoyed.
Why were you angry?
Because I started on this show in March of 2018. When I got on the scene, I said, hey, you know what we need to do? A show fantasy football league. 2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23.
Yes.
I asked you and Chris every year, I'm ready, let's do this, and you both just treated me like a redhead stepchild.
That's not true. First of all, my brother's a redhead. Okay, so let's choose a different analogy, sir. We're not turning off all the redheads out there.
The dreadlock stepchild, then, okay. I guess. And you guys just wouldn't. You wouldn't. You're like, no, we got too many leagues. I don't want to do it. Every year I come back. These are all true.
I'm like, hey,
let's do this. Brockman 1 year was like, I don't want to do it if you're commissioner. Wow, well, that's a little disrespectful.
Did you say that? That I didn't hear.
You know, that was one of them. And then Eric Dane comes on the show and he tells you for 20 plus years, I've been one of the best commissioners in the world.
You got to focus on that league.
You know, so it annoyed me that like every year I tried to do it and then you guys shot me down and all of a sudden, hey, let's do it now.
And we all instantly, literally within 20 seconds, everyone's like, let's do it.
Yeah. So what also helped was that we were all on the same
No. We were all in the same place at the same time.
Oh, you mean like the studio and we could work every day for three hours a day, five days a week.
Exactly.
On the road, you know, like being there at the same time.
Everybody wants, listen, I know you don't have children.
That's true.
Okay, I understand.
That I know of.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I'll be here all week or at least till Friday.
Word.
Wow.
But no, in all seriousness, though, like we're there at dinner. It's no, you know, like where else am I going? I have other things to do in life.
Right.
You know, and so that was my pushback. Then
for
like,
5 years,
like, that was like, okay, I'm going to spend another hour and a half. All my kids are basically hanging from the ceiling. You know, that's a very, I guess, out of control way to describe my normal lifestyle with my children. But anyway, the bottom line is like, hey, for 60 to 90 minutes, I'm going to tap out and just do another fantasy league sitting at home. No, we were all there. Yeah. It's nothing against you.
Like we were at work, but okay.
No. Well, at work, we're working.
And then guys all got all over me because I got the 10th overall pick and had Garrett Wilson sitting there. And
literally,
I chose
Garrett Wilson, right there, your favorite player on your favorite team, falls into your lap. And what did you do?
She was Puka Nacua instead.
Oh, my God.
I'm not mad at that. That was
Jet fans are so angry at me right now because I chose the Dolphins to win the AFC East. I'm getting a lot of memes about me being a Judas or being
fake Jet fan.
Being fake, Fugazi. Being a turncoat traitor, I'm getting a lot of that. It's like I'm just calling it as I see it. Okay. Which, by the way, I will do week five, Jets versus Vikings. You know, I'm also very sensitive on that subject matter because I'm calling a Jet game on NFL Network, and I will be calling that game straight down the middle as I do every single game, just like I did calling the AFC East for the Dolphins, just like I did last night when I'm like I'm going to go with Puka Nacua in a full point.
Full point.
PPR league.
Full point.
I'm going with Puka instead of assuming the Garrett Wilson to Rodgers connection would be as special as we thought it would be last year before Rodgers
put up 1,000 yards with Zach Wilson. I mean, of course he's going to dominate with Aaron Rodgers.
I hope so.
You don't hope so because you didn't take him.
Who did? Critton did took him? James took him?
Yeah, James.
James, did you get him?
Yeah, James had him. James
had him.
Yeah,
thumbs up. Here's the thing, though. I was annoyed for literally about 10 seconds.
And then it was the most fun draft ever.
But after that, like Sarah and Liz says, I just went with the bit after that. I was just like pretending because I was like, all right, everyone's here. Then you were like, TJ, don't worry, we're calling in the wolf. And I was like, well, hey, that's all you needed to say. You're calling in the wolf.
Guess what? Us basically heckling you into taking Dak was a fantastic moment.
You buckled under peer pressure.
It wasn't because you have to peer pressure me into taking the guy who was the runner-up in the MVP race last year do 39 touchdowns? Sure, right. Okay. But here's the thing, people at home. After they disrespected me and wouldn't join my league, when here's what happened. About 40 minutes after the draft was over, we look at all our phones to get like our draft grades. And what does it say? Oh, the TJ Spite team, because that's what I named them. TJ Spite team is projected to win this league.
This is ridiculous.
So, hey, holler at your boy.
Yeah. So the AI chose you, right? Yeah. And your draft grade was still a B-.
That's the point that was a little weird.
It's a little weird. Yeah.
But they said my team I stacked up on running backs. I'm nice. I'm real nice at this.
You won the preseason. Congratulations. Yeah. The Dan Orlovsky Lions.
I'm not going 0-16.
The Yahoo GPT said I was going to finish 0-14.
Well, there's a good chance that is going to happen. You got the lowest draft grade.
I had the lowest draft grade.
Did you really?
A D-. Yeah.
Whatever. Nobody knows.
Rich, D is for diplomas.
Attaboy.
So I'm good. Don't worry about me.
D's, as Mike would say.
Don't worry about it.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take some phone calls. Also still to come is our Super Bowl picks and our MVP picks as well.
Yes.
Chris Brockman.
Rich.
Words that I know you as a diehard Patriot fan never thought would exist. Me as an inveterate Bill Belichick watcher and a colleague on occasion. Him showing up on the NFL 100 set. Never thought this would actually happen. But it is proof. There's actual proof. There's a video to actually prove it.
Yes.
And again, he's blinking, so it's not like this is a hostage situation. Okay? I only wish he had held up a copy of yesterday's newspaper. the proof of life of Bill Belichick Sherman. Is that there it is. You could see on the screen right there. His Instagram account has been created.
Unbelievable.
Blue check mark. What is it? At Bill Belichick?
At Bill Belichick.
Odd that it was available.
All lowercase. Right?
There it is.
Yeah.
He is on the gram. Do we have a video to prove it? Okay, roll it. Hit it.
Hit it. Hit it.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here?
Yeah.
Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team,
I love it.
I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
Is he
reading a script?
Maybe so.
Did he have a teleprompter?
Let me tell you something, man. He's already on there, so we're already seeing him.
The fact that Bill is jumping.
He's like 75 years old.
The fact that Bill is cannonballing into this social media pool.
He's everywhere.
The fact that he's going to say, you know what, I'm going to try media out. Circumstances have put me in the position of trying out the media. And he is going to be in the first half of the Manning cast, right? Mm-hmm. He and Peyton Manning are doing a Friday show together.
Friday show.
He's doing Mondays with Pat, right, with McAfee.
Yep.
He's also, what, doing the 33rd team. He's on the CW for Inside the NFL.
On Tuesdays and Inside the NFL, yep. Everywhere.
He's absolutely everywhere. And he's got his own Instagram account. I mean, way to go, man. Way to go.
Why not?
It's bound to happen.
And we're just wondering how into it he's going to get.
Right, for sure.
We're going to have to look at the posts on Instagram.
Yep.
Do we get anything from his personal life? Do we get anything from that? Let's keep an eye on it. Let's keep an eye peeled for that. Because that's what the gram's about.
It's true.
You know?
It's true.
I don't know if Bill knows what thirst trap means.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well,
but he probably thinks thirst trap is like a guard that's pulling. Okay.
Yes.
Right?
30
counter thirst trap. We'll find out if he understands about sliding into one's DMs.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, he probably thinks that's giving up on the play.
Yeah,
when you slide into somebody's DMs, you have to. You're being spotted right where the slide begins. Okay, so
this is amazing.
And also, the question is who is he going to follow?
Right,
that's the big.
Right,
because how many followers does he have?
So
at
Bill,
present?
As of right now, so he started it yesterday.
Yes,
he's at 291,000 already.
Wow. He's almost at Del Tufo's number.
I've been building this cape on Instagram. I got a quarter of a million followers over all this time.
No, 24 hours. He's almost at 300K.
He's almost got Del Tufo numbers right now.
Look at Bill.
I'm sure he didn't buy any of these followers either, Mike.
That's right.
You're listening?
Bill's not could you imagine, who's the person that would have to sit Bill Belichick down and say, you know, you could buy followers, Bill? Whose job would that be to actually explain to him could actually give hard-earned money to
one
buy
of his kids,
a follower?
Who knows?
Because then you would get the same number of likes.
As Mike Del Tufo?
Because likes would help. Like, you need more likes.
Do you think Bill's going to start doing toothy selfies?
Toothy
Fridays?
Selfies, like, as he's driving to work?
Studio, you know,
Del Tufo could give him all sorts of tips. Because they both like being out on the open sea.
He's a boat. They're both seamen.
Bill's announcement post has 68,000 likes.
Of course it does.
So he's good.
He's going viral. This is great. But you, what do you want to do right now?
So I thought it was hilarious just to look at who. So Bill is following 12 people.
12 people.
12 people.
That's odd. TB 12 people?
That's what I'm saying. And okay. So I thought it would be kind of funny if we could have a contest between you and TJ. Can you guess who Bill Belichick is following on Instagram?
Okay. How are we going to run this? What are we going to do here?
All right, I'm going to throw this out. We're kind of going to do feud style. So I'm going to, I don't know, whoever, which one of you guys wants to start first.
Okay.
And
TJ, you can go
first. You can just try to guess, and three X's, you're out.
Okay.
Okay.
So he, now is it Family Feud style where he keeps going until he gets three X's, and then I have a chance to steal?
No, I want you to keep going, and if you get an X, then Rich, you have a chance to steal.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
TJ, first up.
And then I would keep going until he has a chance.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
So it's sort of a hybrid Family Feud style.
Yes. Who is Bill Belichick following on Instagram?
Now, let me see what I know about Bill. Now, Bill recently has started dipping back into the dating pool, correct?
Uh-oh.
So correct. I would imagine I've seen him taking pictures like an Instagram boyfriend does, a good Instagram boyfriend. So I would say right off the bat, the person who helped him set this page up would probably be his, you know, his sweet little tender young thing. So I'm going to say Jordan Hudson is getting followed by Bill.
I hope he does, man. I hope he does.
TJ, I did not see you going there, but you are correct.
Of course he does.
Bill does follow his new squeeze, Jordan.
He better.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
Well done.
He may be joining this for professional reasons, but he's still, you know.
He's a man, Rich. He's a man.
He better follow.
By the way, going to Jordan's page real quick, you can see who else follows her. Tom Pelissero also follows.
Tommy P.
Why are you putting Tom's
name? Tommy P.
I don't know. It just came up. I don't know.
Tommy, you better not be sliding, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Come on now, Tommy.
I'm just saying.
Sarah's going to lock him out there.
I'm just saying. Okay, TJ, you're one for one.
It's for informational purposes.
Obviously.
To follow Bill.
Okay. Obviously.
Great. Yes.
Who else is Bill Belichick following? TJ Jefferson.
Well, who else do I know about Bill? Well, I know Bill was a fairly successful football coach.
True.
He coached the team called the New England Patriots.
Heard of them. Oh.
They won a lot of football games.
You think he's going to follow the Patriots?
Well, there was a man in particular who went hand in hand with all this winning. So I'm going to say that he also follows Thomas Brady? Edward Brady.
Does he follow Brady?
Oh, TJ. Yes, he does.
Of course he follows
TJ
Brady.
He follows Tom Brady.
Wow. Okay, so everything's copacetic with these two, huh?
They're good.
Maybe that was, remember when
Instagram
Brady,
buddies.
Do you remember when Brady came back to New England as a member of the Bucks and things weren't going well apparently between him and Bill? Remember they had a meeting after the game, like they were met for a long time after the game and they hashed things out. Maybe it's just like one day I'm going to join Instagram. Well, we follow each other, right?
Is that
does Brady follow him back is the question.
Ooh, good question.
Does Brady follow him back is the question.
Let's see. Hold on. Can I quickly find this?
Let's stir it up.
Stir it up, Shepard.
He does follow Bill back.
So it's all good. It's all part of
everything
the plan, guys.
Is good.
All right. You're on
fire. Wow, you're on fire, TJ. Keep going, man. What do you got?
So I'm going to go a little left here, right? What else do I know about Bill Belichick? He is a student of the game, right? Mm. He's a student of the game. He loves football. He knows a lot about the history of football. Where could you get that history of football?
NFL Films?
NFL Films, I think.
Does he follow NFL Films? That's a good one. I think that's going to be a good one.
That is a great question. As you know, Bill won an Emmy Award with you, Rich, on the All-Time 100 show. He does follow NFL Films.
Bill knows.
TJ Jefferson is
on
fire.
You must be butter.
Is on fire.
You must be butter.
You think that Price is Right thing was just
gosh. You're going to leave me with nine more.
Slim picket. Okay, TJ.
All right, then I'm going to have to say he also follows NFL then.
At NFL.
Wow, very great deductive reasoning by you. He does follow at
NFL.
NFL.
Ooh, yeah, freak out.
Could you imagine if you told Bill Belichick once upon a time, you'll be on Instagram and you're going to follow the league that's been up your behind much as that has been. It's crazy.
I cannot believe it's a tsunami of page turning
that's happening right now.
It's like Bronson Reed coming
follows,
from the top
Brady
rope.
Follows the NFL. Uh-huh. You're all down to eight. TJ, are you going to get all 12?
TJ, you're on fire. You might run the table.
But there's one more I think I have to know for a fact. That is, he's you mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
He's working with him. He's going to appear on his show. He made the announcement on his show. That's got to be my guy, Pat McAfee.
He's got to follow Pat McAfee.
Absolutely.
He's got to follow him.
I'm like Sid Justice powerbombing.
You know what's funny? If this was in order of when they followed them, Pat is first.
He followed Pat
first? He follows Pat McAfee's show.
Why not? Well done, Pat. Look at you, Pat McAfee. McAfee.
Yeah. All right, now
look
I'm in
at
trouble.
You.
TJ, you're on fire, dude.
Okay, I want to say Gronk, right? Because that would make sense, but something tells me.
No, you got to say it.
You said it.
Come on now.
All right, well, then let me continue with my reasoning.
Right, well, then give
okay,
reason.
I was going to say I was going to say Gronk, but I don't know if Bill's ready for Gronk's foolishness on InstaFace. He just got there.
He coached him for a decade.
He's not going to be on it. He's got people doing it.
But I'm saying he doesn't want to be overwhelmed with Gronk stuff. So, all right, since I said it, I'll say Gronk.
It's a great thought. I love where your head's at, but Bill Belichick does not follow.
Right. I've got an opening.
I felt like Steph Curry in the Olympics
there. Rob Gronkowski. Rich Eisen, TJ took some big ones off the board. Let's see what you got.
Okay.
Let's see what you got.
I'm going to go that he's going down again the path of just his professional. I say he follows Peyton Manning. I say he follows Peyton Manning on Instagram because he's doing the Manning cast, also doing a show with Peyton Manning on a Friday. I say he follows Peyton Manning.
That's
on the
a good Rich, genius that's thought process
Thank
by you.
You.
He does follow Peyton Manning.
Okay. I'm going to keep on going with this.
Okay.
He follows Eli Manning on Instagram.
I say the guy who beat him twice in the Super Bowl, he's going to follow that guy?
Both Mannings. It's a tsunami of page turning. I don't know if Eli's on the gram. I'm a little nervous that Eli's not on the gram, but I'm saying he follows Eli Manning and
Rich,
Eli's on the gram.
Nicki Minaj said Manning Eli.
Let me soothe your nerves about this. Eli Manning is on Instagram, and Bill Belichick does follow him.
This is crazy.
Eli Manning.
The man who beat
seen him twice.
Manning Eli.
He follows him on the gram.
Yes.
It's a tsunami of page turning.
Okay,
I
Rich.
Say he follows Omaha Productions on the gram.
Wow.
I'm going down the whole Manning cast list. He follows Omaha Productions on the gram. Yay or nay, Chris Brockman?
Survey says... Yes!
Omaha!
He does follow Omaha Productions!
Yes, he follows Omaha Productions on the gram. Wow. How many we got left here?
All right, hold on. We got three left.
Okay, he follows ESPN on the gram.
Oh!
He's going to follow the place that he is actually working for on the gram. He follows ESPN on the gram. Chris Brockman, yes or no?
ESPN is CTC, and as we know, to Belichick, but... does not follow the worldwide leader.
But I took all the Mannings off the board.
The Mannings are off the board, TJ. There are three remaining. One of them I know you will not get.
Fantastic.
Will you get the other two?
All right. Probably not. I'm going to go for a
guess. I think we actually, sorry, there's four left.
There's four left.
There's four left.
TJ Jefferson.
This is great. Oh,
TJ
so
Jefferson.
Does Andy Reid have an Instagram?
Account? Okay, let's find out. Does Andy Reid have an Instagram? Survey says.
He does not follow Andy Reid.
Okay.
Now, would you like a hint?
No, I go.
Rich Eisen, you are up with four remaining.
Words I never thought I would say. He follows Ocho Cinco on the gram. He's working with Ocho Cinco on Inside the NFL. Does Bill Belichick Ocho Cinco on the gram? Please say yes. This would be the greatest moment maybe in the history of my life on the show.
It really would, and maybe Ocho could get Bill a pair of Debos that he still owes you, but no, Bill does not follow.
All right, we both have
Ocho
two X's.
Cinco.
We both have two X's.
All right, so something popped into my head. Remember about 2 weeks ago we thought he was joining Instagram and
Twitter.
And so I went and I looked on Twitter and I saw something. And it was the Bill Belichick, an organization, a group that he was following on Twitter, like a Bill Belichick.
You're struggling. You're swimming.
The Bill Belichick.
By the way,
he's drowning. School for football.
You're on the right path.
I don't know.
I'm actually going to give this to you.
Really?
It's the Bill Belichick Foundation.
Okay, that's close enough.
And I think that counts. You are on the right path. Okay. I'm going to award you a win for that.
Okay.
The Bill Belichick Foundation.
All right, so you've got three more to go.
Three to go, TJ. Three to go. Now, do I want to give him a hint here?
No, you don't.
Okay, I want to, but I'm not going to. There are three remaining. TJ Jefferson. Who is Bill Belichick following on Instagram?
The Rock.
Wow.
Wow. Who doesn't follow The Rock on Instagram, right? What does he have, like 300 million followers?
If you smell.
Unfortunately, one of them is not Bill Belichick.
All right.
Come on.
I got a chance to steal and take
Rich
this
Eisen,
thing.
The window is open.
I'm going to do it.
Will you climb through it?
I'm going to do it. Words I never thought I would say. Bill Belichick follows the CW on Instagram. CW is the home of Inside the NFL, and Bill is following the CW because he also wants to know what's up on the channel that he is being employed by. Please say yes, Chris Brockman.
I can't say yes.
Oh,
he is not following the CW.
Okay. So what's the final three?
The final three, Rich.
Is he following the Patriots?
No, you were on the right path with who he's working with. So he does follow the 33rd team.
Okay.
He follows the Coach podcast, his own podcast
that
he's doing with Matt Patricia with Underdog.
So why not?
We already just talked about
CW. And the final one is his guy, his consigliere, Bearsh.
Bearsh.
He's following Bearsh.
Oh, I should have guessed it.
I knew TJ, you would not get Bearsh. I really thought, Rich, you were going to.
I didn't know Bearsh was on IG, man. Bearsh, my
Let's
bad, man.
Let's look this up.
Bearsh is on Instagram.
He follows Bearsh on Instagram. Fan.
And those are the Bill Belichick 12. Yeah. Well done.
The Belichick 12.
The Belichick 12.
That's a new NFL Films documentary.
My next guess was going to be you.
Following Bill behind the scenes as he created his own Instagram account.
My next guess was going to be you.
I don't know, man.
Well, maybe after tonight he will.
What can I tell you? Fantastic. This segment went much. That could have been totally off the rails.
It could have been really bad.
Well done.
I was nervous.
TJ, you're a formidable opponent.
I'm something else, man. I really am. You know, it's like the luck of the Irish, only I'm not Irish. So go figure.
Oh, man. And on the complete opposite end of this is who's winning the Super Bowl. We've got that next for you as we send everybody else into their kickoff Thursdays to wrap up this show from Kansas City in a sec. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
What's great, man, are these, you know, we do a lot of NFL, NBA shows on Family Feud for celebrity.
Right.
It's great, man, when regular people discover that celebrities don't know nothing. They don't. You think because a person is famous, they know more. They actually know less.
Yeah.
They know less than anybody else because they're exposed to less. Rich people don't know how much milk costs. You get out of touch, man. And when they come on Celebrity Family Feud, you find out how out of touch they are. They don't know anything, man. Like, one of the questions for the NFL team was, and we were asking a guy running back for the Packers, can't think of his name, but the question was, complete the sentence. Strip. And you spoke, you know, like strip mall.
Strip poker. Strip sack.
This could be strip sack. Yeah. I said, name, complete the word strip. He said, purr. Strip purr. I went, hold on, man. I quit breathing. How is that your point of reference to complete the word strip? Purr. P-E-R. That was it. I was done. That was one of my great moments.
And again, you just walk away and you realize it in the moment, like, okay, this is it, and I'm going to let this thing go.
Hey, after the show, he asked me, he said, Steve, is there any way we could edit that out? I said, sir, we're not editing that out. Matter of fact, we're going to embellish it. You're going to say purr so loud. Purr.
I love that Steve Harvey appearance at the Super Bowl in Miami back in the day. It's all on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe. The NFL season is finally upon us. Do not miss a moment of the action with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. When bundled together, you get the most live NFL games all in one place. But that is not all. Watch up to four NFL games at once with their signature multi-view feature. It's a game changer for NFL and fantasy football fans. Sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games. Excludes digital-only games. We have been predicting each and every division in the National Football League for a week and a half, and we don't just spitball. We designed it to finish up with the AFC West here in the home of the two-time Super Bowl champion in a row, NFL Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. It's time to predict the AFC West.
Chris Brockman, you are first.
Hey,
what do you have
hey,
over
what's
there?
What's up, guys?
Let's try and get it all in. So just what do you
got? Yeah, of course. So let's go right there. Obviously, this is the Chiefs division until someone takes it from them, which no one will this year. Kansas City wins this division, I think, pretty easily. I'm going to go Denver, number two. I think they're going to shock some people.
Wow, that is shocking there.
I had the overreaction that Bo Nix would be the second best quarterback in this division. I'm gonna back that play. Chargers third, Raiders fourth. Could be a long year in Vegas.
TJ?
You know, I like to go 4-1, so I got the Broncos coming in the rear. I got the Chargers at 3. I got the Raiders finishing second. And, of course, like you said, until somebody stops them, it's Chiefs kingdom.
Yeah, and I'm obviously going to take the Chiefs to win this division. Again, Bo Nix, 61 career starts in college. He's still a rookie. He's the first week one rookie that the Broncos have started since John Elway in 83, and I understand he can be coached up by Sean Payton, clearly. But and offensively, I don't know the weapons are even the best in the division, quite frankly, or even close to it. So I'm putting the Broncos fourth. I'm putting the Raiders third. I'm going the Chargers second. And I don't think that's going to surprise anybody that I believe in Harbaugh and what he's going to do.
I like that we all had something different.
I'm going to take the Chargers second. I really think Harbaugh does plus up this team, and I think Herbert's going to look terrific, certainly if he is healthy, as he says, that he's 100% coming back from that plantar fascia issue that kept him in a walking boot for 2 weeks in August. Yeah. And then the Chiefs to win the division. The Roku Sports Channel, we have some information about that for anybody who watches us every single day. Starting on Monday, live episodes of the Rich Eisen Show stream on the Roku Sports Channel every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern. Just search for Roku Sports Channel. And if you miss an episode, don't worry. You can still catch replays streaming 24/7 on the Rich Eisen Channel or in the Rich Eisen Show collection. As of now, same-day replays are available starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's just some information for how you can catch the show through the Roku channel portal. All right, it is now time to predict who is winning it all and also is the MVP of the season. Now, it's time for championship predictions presented by Total Wireless. Chris, you're up first. I want your MVP of the league and then your Super Bowl participants and who wins it all. You have the floor.
So. Man, this is so difficult to think about. There's so much great talent in this league. I think quarterback play has never been higher. Obviously, MVP is a quarterback award. I'm thinking about narratives. I'm thinking about who's making the leap and who's a new superstar in the league. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm going to go CJ Stroud as MVP this year.
Wow, that is huge.
Of the Houston Texans. Love his development, his jump from year one. I thought it was the best quarterback entering the draft, and he really proved it last year. And then I'm gonna back the play. I'm going to say the Texans make the Super Bowl. Maybe they host the AFC Championship game. I don't know, but I do think they get it done. And they're going to face the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
in the Super Bowl.
This is Cooper's prediction of the Super Bowl last year, brother. Remember you had that hot take of Packers-Texans last year?
Packers-Texans in New Orleans this year.
Wow.
For the Lombardi.
And the Packers win it all?
I don't know who wins.
Well, it says Packers over Texans up on the screen.
Packers over Texans.
Yeah, you can't come on to championship predictions and then not choose who wins it. So, TJ, MVP, Super Bowl, big game prediction, please.
MVP of the league. Well, we know, obviously, we just should call this the most valuable quarterback because they're the only ones who win. So, you know, this is a total race. I'm going with B-Rabbit. That's Joe Burrow. I'm picking Joe Burrow to be the NFL MVP.
And then who makes the big game and wins it all, sir?
Well, we're in Kansas City right now.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I'm a wrestling fan, and Ric Flair used to famously say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And until somebody beats them, they're the man. So I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs this year will lose in the Super Bowl to the Dallas Cowboys because we're all in. Let's go. I got to give the people what they want. Dak Prescott is all in. On the road to riches and diamond rings, real players do real things. And Dak Prescott's going to be a real player. Yes. He's going to carry us all the way to the top. He's going to get that $70 million contract. That's what you wanted, and that's what I gave it to you. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell, I had no idea TJ
job,
was going to cut. I didn't know you were going to cut a promo
that's
in the middle
fantastic.
Of all that.
Go, freak out, yeah.
All right, my MVP prediction for this year is exactly
mine.
What you just said. I'm going Joe Burrow. Everything I hear is this guy is 100% locked in. He is next level locked in. That everything that has happened in Cincinnati with his the calf and his hand last year, he is eager to prove that he is still the man there. And I think the Bengals will get Joe Burrow's best performance, and he will be MVP only to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, who go on to the Super Bowl.
and win it all again. As you know, I am predicting the three-peat, and I'm doing it over the Lions. I think the Lions get through and give the Lions fans what they wanted, and then the Chiefs will just will have spent an entire week in New Orleans hearing about how the Lions beat the Chiefs in week one of the 2023 season, and the Chiefs are just going to have enough of it, and they're going to three-peat. That's my predictions. That was where you, and those were championship predictions presented by Total Wireless. Get unlimited data that never slows you down for less than $30 a month. That's the new Total Wireless. Great show today, gents. Have a great time in Arrowhead tonight, gents.
I will
be on the Westwood One broadcast coming your way from Arrowhead Stadium, where I will be thanks to Kevin Harlan's driving. And I want to thank
Buckle
Kevin Harlan
for safety
for being here. Jeff Passan and Rod Woodson, Kurt Warner and Bobby Witt Jr. are scheduled to be on our show Friday, and we'll be back on the air live from Kansas City at the Total Wireless Studio on Friday. We're back to wrap things on the Roku Sports Channel in a sec.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I'd want to turn Bob Dylan into a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, ah, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.